So act out on danger.
Yeah.
Back in on danger.
We've got to get them separated because, you know, racehorses are so fragile.
One and valuable.
Kick, yeah, one kick and his career could be over.
And Chris was left in charge.
Yep. Yep.
How would she ever explain that?
If you look closely, you could see the horse is painted. He's fine, though. Vegetable paints. So they're at the diner. Slept in the car. And Gene looks out the window. Yep.
What are the odds?
Where's he supposed to be? Back at home. Busted. That was originally the act out moment.
Yes.
But I like that going That's out on great. The horses. That works really well. Poor Charlie. Don't get in the middle of that. There's a nice tension here that everything in the show has come home to roost. You know, she's been up all night. Things haven't gone well. She only left.
He thought he was home free when he got that the
exactly.
real Ishmael in his
exactly.
trailer.
He doesn't want to answer that one. So we're back here checking out. She's oddly calm. There's a little subtext there. Are you picking up on it? Now they have to figure this out. So how do you figure out if Wildfire will race against mares or not?
Or
so you put a mare out there. So they use poor Primrose, who's already been kicked by Belladonna. And she gallops him towards this is just so beautiful.
Yeah, look at the way this was shot.
I just love this.
And Jen's focus is great. And
yeah.
Ryan is really
yeah.
playing a lot of levels here.
Yeah, lots and lots of levels going on. This is about Wildfire and his focus. But, of course, what it's really about are the people.
She goes right past him.
Yep. And she's, yep, galloping off into her future, which doesn't include him.
And Junior has to also look at his own future and say, I need to keep my eyes on my own prize.
Yep.
And not let her distract me.
We were really happy with the way this came out.
And the music is great. This whole sequence is, look at the feet. Love that.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. This is one terrified cameraman, I can tell you. Camera person. I'm not going to make assumptions. Home at last. So they were still in their, you know, they're in their happy bubble.
Oh, he's saying it'd make a good, perfect story to tell someone someday.
What kind of a story would that be?
What could he be leading up to?
But she's got stuff to do.
I sense he was about to ask her an important question. But for
yep.
the moment takes over.
Yep. The moment passed. But he'll bide his time. So guess who's home again? Oh, very cute. So she has, of course, no idea of everything it took to actually get that horse. Now, even though these two have been going along with Danny saying she doesn't want to deal with feelings and they're just casual, their bond has really been growing over the last few episodes. He's
yeah.
working for her. This cements their relationship a little further.
And she believes in him in a way that Chris and his mom don't sort of not that they don't believe in him, but they don't ask him
so maybe they
to
don't
step
see him
up.
That way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't see him that
so
way.
So he brought out this side of him, this whole adventure he had, gave him a renewed sense of confidence.
Yeah. So Junior finally
back
gets
at the club.
Back to the club about 12 hours after he was supposed to, or more.
She can't
I love
help
I like
it.
The way she played that, because she's mad at him, but oh, you just can't stay mad at him. That Junior Davis. So what's going on here? They had sent Belladonna off to be bred. Uh-huh. Yep. How could that be?
Uh-oh.
There he is!
Woo-hoo! The real
stud.
Studley Wildfire.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
That was really
to
fun.
To our blather.
That was fun. It's fun to talk about ourselves at our own episode.
Exactly. Thank you.
Enjoy.